So what was the original inspiration to write Writing is Designing?
That's a good question. Well, Michael and I have been doing workshops along the same theme for a few years before this. We met at Confab in 2015 and just started talking about like how, you know, we didn't really see a lot of content about UX writing, and that kind of led to like, well, let's pitch a workshop about that. So we did that, and we did several of those over a few years, and they seemed really popular. We did a couple internationally, and at one point we were approached by Rosenfeld Media because they were looking for a book on the same subject. So the workshops led to the book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing the workshops, and were, did you have any idea of writing a book at that time?
I never imagined that it would happen to me personally, but it was like a thing that I wanted to do. I think that's true for Andy too. Like
Yeah.
we're both like we care about this stuff, we're passionate about it, but it wasn't something I expected. It wasn't like a goal we were driving toward. So when Rosenfeld came to us with that opportunity, that was interesting because we went through, honestly, talking about the book and getting to the contract took just as long as writing it. And that was quite a process
Wow,
to
this
go
is
through
intense.
planning it. Yeah. Yeah. So like they have this process, this format for like how you pitch a book to them, and they ask you to outline everything before you go into it and come up with like who your target audience is, for example. And that was a really good process because I think it reinforced the why that Andy just mentioned. And the why for us was we really wanted to make sure that people who are just starting in this field had a solid resource and had some solid
Right.
footing to think about this work. So that's kind of what drove us.
So let's step back one layer. How did you start getting into UX writing?
Oh man, I think it started for me. Well, I think there are direct lines you can connect between UX writing and technical writing, or even journalism. Journalism is something I
Sure.
went to school for and got involved in, but UX writing specifically, I had never even heard of it until I had already been a content strategist for a few years and eventually got a job at Facebook and moved out to the Bay Area. So I was more of a information architect, web content strategist before that. So I started doing it when I was working on the Facebook team.
And so you're just jumping in without any resources, and then you end up creating sort of the resource that would help someone that was in your position.
Yeah, there's some really good resources out there. The book called Microcopy is really good. I think you can still get a lot out of some of the like broader content strategy resources. But one thing that I think that was important for Michael and me was that we had something that talked about, as he said, the kind of the why of it, right? Like the something that gave you a good
Yeah.
foundation rather than like, here's some practical tips for writing an error message, which are great. But we really like, you know, that's only part of the story. There's a lot about collaboration and a lot about like fitting into a design team, and a lot about you know, trying to get outside of your, you know, zone of writing words into boxes to you know, kind of question the existence of something in the first place. So we really wanted something that was a little bit more foundational, or I don't think philosophical is the right word, but foundational.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's not the only book out there on this. Like there are
Right,
great
no.
books I'd recommend without hesitation, like Strategic Writing for UX by Tori Podmajerski, Writing for Designers by Scott Cooley. There are really good books out there on, that touch on this topic. But I think what drove Andy and I is giving people resources to think about to change how they think about UX writing, not just how they practice it. So that was our goal, and I think that's like something I would say to anyone who's thinking about writing a book. It can be really discouraging because they're like, oh, there are all these other books out there. But what you have to say and your perspective can be very unique. And that's really important to recognize and think about as you're debating like whether you want to put a project like this out into the world.
When we were writing it, after the first week, Michael and I texted each other, and I was like, "Do you feel like everything you're writing is just like derivative and worthless and like of value to no one?" And it was a little rough there, but every, you know, every reviewer we had was like, "This is great, this is great." So,
I mean, I'm not saying you won't feel bad during
yeah, no.
the process. That'll definitely happen, but, yeah. But it's important to remember, like, what you have to share is a unique perspective that helps people.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome is the universal thing, right?
Yeah.
So you mentioned that with basically almost taking a philosophical approach to why are we doing UX writing and putting yourself in the reader's shoes, basically. I attended one of your workshops, and the thing that I feel like I took away from it that stuck in my brain the most is UX writing in different circumstances should have a different voice and tone. Your example during the workshop had been a finance app. It's like your balance is your over withdrawn, your bank account should not be very happy about that. If it came in with a very happy voice, like, oh, nice, you have negative money in your account, that's going to feel really bad. And I feel like that was the big takeaway for me, weirdly, was basically being able to think back and think, how's the reading right now when they're using this product? And I feel like that was emphasized in your book as well.
Yeah, there's this lovely section, and really Andy was the main person behind it. That's why I'm calling it lovely, so you don't think I'm complimenting my own work. But, like, you know, we have the two chapters on voice and tone in the book and what Andy teaches in our workshops. And I think it's, like, what we're trying to really impart for people is that you're writing for a system that people use to do things in their lives. And it's not just a moment to market. It's not just a moment to show off your personality. It's a moment where people have real things to get done. And that's really important to keep in mind. So, like, the voice, the tone, those are frameworks that are really popular in the industry. And, you know, MailChimp was kind of the first company to really step out there and put guardrails around what that looks like. But I think what's exciting is that people are starting to think about it in even more ways. And our industry is starting to really evolve its thinking of it. And I'm glad that stuck with you, because that's something that's just so important. Like, people use this for real everyday tasks, and we need to be aware of that and build that into our process.
So I wanted to dig into the publishing process a little bit. We've got about a minute here left. You mentioned the workshop started first and then the book. And there's a trend right now in authors publishing in more unique ways, where instead of just going with a book and boom, we're done, now we're going to go to bookstores and sign books or whatnot, that you're doing workshops or salons or Substacks or whatever is a different way of distributing that content. How do you see the future of publishing? Because you've done both a print book and these workshops. How do you see that fitting together?
Oh my gosh. I can barely see myself. I mean, maybe someday I have another, like, book in me to write, but I feel like it's going to be a long time till that happens again. Workshops are great. They're very iterative. Michael and I have done this workshop a lot of times. Interestingly, Matt, the workshop that you attended in Singapore with us was the first time we basically tried to take our workshop and fit it into a format that looks more like the book. So the workshops informed the book, and then the book informed this workshop, and we've iterated a little bit since then. I think it's a really good way to sort of test out kind of flows or just, like, new ideas, or get some, like, live reactions to it. Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, I wish books could be as iterative as workshops. That'd be really neat, because we think of something new every time that we'd love to improve. So maybe that's the future.
Workshops.
It's a way to A/B test the content almost.
Yeah.
Right.